Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
I want to read the text that we set aside from earlier.
Oh, right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Good morning, Sarah, Vinny, Yuzette, Hooman, Bryn, and Vaughn. I have been a listener since I moved here in 1997. Today is my daughter Corinne's 13th birthday. Of course, I raised her on your show. That's what a good mom does. Raise the next generation. She adores all of you. We laugh and learn so much from you all. Thank you for making our mornings fun. She'll absolutely freak out if you wish her a happy birthday on the air during the 9 o'clock hour. Please, please, please. Her name is Corinne. Thank you, Christina. You got it, Christina. Happy birthday, Corinne. Happy 13th birthday. It's a big year. You're officially a teenager now. Stop screaming. Stop crying. You're a grown, you're a big girl now. When you're 13, do you go to high school? Is that when you start?
I think so.
I feel like you're still in eighth grade.
Oh. I feel like I was 12 when I started high school.
Really?
I must have been 13, though.
I'm not surprised you're so smart.
No, because I think I started school early. Like, I was always the youngest in my class. Like, I was 17 when I graduated, so I guess I must have been 13. Mm-hmm. Like, turned during the year, whatever. So, have fun in 8th grade or high school, whatever year you're going into, Corinne. Happy birthday.
All right, here's some other text that you guys sent in.
Are the good ones. Here come some good ones.
800-400-3697. Don't text and drive. I love Vin's compassion for those struggling with addiction. He won't wear the jammies with his family, but when someone's in crisis, his responses are so heartfelt. Those of us out here struggling appreciate it. And don't wear those jammies if you don't want to. Take a stand. Love you guys.
Yeah, that's right. Take a stand against your family. That's a great idea.
That's not... You have completely warped, and you have overlooked the main point, which was... It's so wasteful to buy these things for the one moment that I'm going to wear them, and then the rest of the year they're going to either sit in a drawer.
Listen, you can spin it any way you want. You're the baby who wouldn't put on the family jammies.
Hey, Vinny, do you know when Ozark comes out on Netflix, the newest season? Didn't Hooman say he looked it up and it's November?
That's what I thought I heard yesterday. So that's not long from now. I'm excited. I can't wait for the next season of Ozark. God, that show's just getting so crazy good. Like, Wendy, what are you doing?
Wendy.
I know, Wendy. I mean, she stopped being like, hoo-hoo.
Don't give anything away.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. That family.
And listen,
whole damn
Wendy
family.
She was living life on the first episode. Mm-hmm. So it's not like she's been some wallflower that suddenly is sprouting. Mm. She had some...
She's just making that place her own
She
now.
Had some gangster moves in her the very first episode.
Mm-hmm. Wait, uh-huh, honey.
What? My accounts have been... Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like... He clears
out. Oh my God.
Oh. Anyway, Aquaman was okay. There was a scene with Amber Heard turning her head in slow motion, reminded me of a shampoo commercial, and I was the only guy in the theater laughing. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that just looks so ridiculous.
So you're not going to go back though?
No, I'm not. I.
How much did you give it last night? Another how many minutes?
There's about 30 more minutes of the movie, and it's so that's I've watched two hours of it.
Oh,
it's a long movie.
Yeah, all those stupid superhero movies are now.
You know what? After going through all of them, I have found some that I really enjoyed.
Yeah,
some of them are pretty good, and understanding the sort of the arc between them and the thread between them. I mean, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Aquaman, no. Mm-mm.
Is he part of that whole? Avengers?
I think Aquaman is the DC comics.
Okay.
So he's not the Marvel universe.
Okay.
Have you seen the way Christy from Big Brother chews? Her whole face moves. Gross and hard to watch.
Have you seen the way she cries?
Everything about her is over the top.
Yeah. She's a great character. They really cast it well this year. Like, you love some, you hate some. You have some that you're just completely ambivalent about. Like, who cares? That Nicole chick, I thought I was really going to like her. She was going to be a smart player, and she's just a non-entity in there. It's too bad. Like, I felt so bad for her when she was getting bullied.
I never even saw those. I was watching Stranger Things.
Mm.
My choir teacher literally saved my life, says 415.
Oh. How did that happen?
They didn't say.
I see. So maybe she fell through the ice or something and choir teacher pulled her out?
Just singing became the way by which she is happy. And when she's sad, that's the way she gets happy.
Mm.
Right?
Doing a little singing. Singing feels so good.
Horsey girls can pop your head off your shoulders.
Oh, my God. Oh.
That was just a guess, too. I've never had a horseback riding lady.
Yeah, it's not.
But my assumption is there's a lot of inner thigh strength.
Sure.
Right?
You have to have strong legs, especially if you do like dressage and stuff.
Oh, there's a text about that. Hold on.
That's all leg.
I have to be careful not to overuse my thighs when someone is at Australia. #dressagegirlsproblems.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
You know what dressage means?
Yeah. I know what style of riding it is. Is that, I don't know, is there some other meaning to it?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
No, it's done on a certain, a field, I guess you'd call it, and it's all lettered and numbered, and there's moves that you make, and there's like super simple dressage, and then there's some of the moves where you see someone and they look like they're barely moving and the horse is dancing under them. That's
where the horse is doing all the work.
Yep.
Well, listen, you've been torturing me all morning. Least I can do is throw some back at you.
I'm not even gonna, it's fine. I'm not gonna sit and explain the intricacies of dressage.
My English teacher was my dad's bookie when I was young. Hard to change from calling him Uncle Tiny to his real name once he was my teacher.
Oh, that's funny.
That's funny.
Who are bookies? Like, I always picture a bookie being a dude with like a, you know, one of those green visors on and,
right,
you know, crunching the numbers under some glaring light and in like a hellhole in Vegas or something.
Yeah.
But I guess they walk among us, the bookies.
Yeah, I knew a bookie. He was
How do you get to be a bookie?
Building
inspector?
No, just property management. That's what he did. Property manager.
Oh, so he had access to all kinds of people, and he's like, "Hey, if you need a bookie,
girl I hung out with had a bookie.
Mm. Oh,
she was a cheerleader, but was mostly because she loved sports.
Uh-huh.
And she had bet on sports.
Funny.
She was totally into it.
Mm-hmm. Funny.
You have a bookie. Well, yeah, it's not a big deal. I just make bets.
Where am I going to make my bets? A lot of people have bookies?
I don't know. Seemed to think it was a normal thing.
I always think of gambling as something you have to go someplace specific to do. But if I had a bookie on call, that'd be a bad thing for me. I should never have a bookie on call.
Yeah.
I don't want to know any bookies. Don't write us if you're a bookie. I don't want to be a bookie with you.
I'm definitely... Okay, here comes the pile.
Uh-oh.
All right, here we go. This should be fun.
Yeah. I'm definitely on Team Sarah and Yuzette with the Christmas pajamas. Jeez, Vinny, so mean and selfish. It's only for a few moments on a holiday. Sarah, will Vinny be having rainbow sprinkles on his poison pancakes?
I forgot I was going to poison your pancakes.
She shouldn't say sprinkles. So she called them
Jimmy's. Something.
Yeah, Jimmy's, yeah.
Stand your ground, Vin. No one wants those matching PJ pictures.
Not about whether or not anybody wants them.
Not sure how involved you are with planning Christmas for your kids, decorations, shopping, wrapping, and cooking. Don't be a Grinch and return the love.
Yeah. Don't be a Grinch.
Vinny, put on the damn PJs.
Yeah.
I'm with Vinny on this one. I would never wear matching PJs with my family. I think it's ugly and gross. Be yourself. Plus, my boys would never do it.
Yeah, so you're a family of pills. your wife just wants a nice picture for Christmas. Look, we all look cute on Christmas.
Lots of people were writing about Denny's. They're still all over the place, apparently.
Oh. Yeah, there was a story about a great first date. Started at a Denny's, wound up with a high-speed chase and the date taken off into the woods.
Hooman, king of the first date, because he doesn't get a second.
That's why he pours all his efforts into that first date. Oh, boy.
He needs to hold back a little, huh? To get that second one.
He's just a very unique person.
What's up, guys? Sending love all the way from Nicaragua. Happy I can listen to you guys here on radio.com. 415 says, Vinny, you fat bastard.
Put it in my mouth.
You know, I'm just being framed about this pajama thing.
You did it to yourself.
I didn't do it to myself.
Yeah, you did.
My grandparents dressed the same for the past 15 years or so. They say they like it because they can always find each other in a crowd.
They just look down at what they're wearing and they go, oh, officer, he was wearing this. Can you help me find him?
The rest of the family has absolutely killed them for it, but they don't care at all.
Good for them. I like it.
Teal carpet? Oh, where God. Can I find teal carpet? Go Sharks! Good luck, Alden. Yeah, Alden.
Alden's a big Shark.
Yuzette's driver is looking for a new gig if you've got one. He's a graphic designer.
Yeah.
Anybody out there looking for a graphic
designer? He's a great guy.
He's a wonderful guy.
He needs to drive Yuzi for a couple more weeks, but after that, he's looking for a new gig.
Visual designer / graphic design.
Sweet.
Vin is acting like a little bee. He needs another shower stool session. I don't even know what that means.
What's it? A shower stool? Oh.
It's that thing that happened to me one time. That was pretty great. Yeah. Don't be a grumpy old man, Vinny. You act like you're an old grandpa and you're only in your 50s. What's next? Get off my lawn, you little bastards.
Well, he is starting old.
510
says, the parenting thing.
Vinny hates Christmas. No, I don't. I actually love it.
It kind of seems like I hate it.
It's because I don't want to be wasting pajamas and standing in a photo where I'm wearing the same stuff as everybody else in the room.
Just keep going.
I'm with Vinny. Holiday PJs are a huge waste. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then they say, but come on, man. Make her happy for a few minutes. Whose side are you on?
Not yours, Scrooge.
Vin, I'm just like you, but I'm siding with Sarah. And I'm laughing.
Sometimes you just gotta put on the damn PJs.
You suck, Vinny.
Oh, that's not called for.
Oh, I think you called for it. I think you've been calling for it for a couple hours now. Yeah, I'm with Vinny. Wait, what are we arguing about?
Great.
I've never heard of this matching pajamas for pictures nonsense. Who does that?
Lots of families.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Been a thing since I was a kid. Even if they weren't matching pajamas, my mom would make us get into decent pajamas because she knew she was taking pictures the next day and didn't want pictures of us in our t-shirts and underwears like usual. You know, so we all look cute and not like we live in a trailer somewhere. No offense, trailer dwellers. It's totally fine.
Some people are asking if it was a possum instead of a rat. No, it was a rat and it was the size
of a cat.
Of a chihuahua.
Of a meatloaf. It looks like you're holding a meatloaf.
So
a meatloaf. Wait, nobody has a meatloaf this big. Maybe a family of 10.
That's a good sized meatloaf, but still.
Huge, dude.
Okay, a loaf of bread. A big loaf of bread.
This is the second rat we've seen, too, because the first one got attacked and killed outside my daughter's window.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Did you get that out?
Oh, yeah.
Was that one this big?
That one was destroyed to the point of just being a tail and bones and hair and blood and guts smeared all over
goodness.
It. I don't know what did that. Oh. I don't know if it was a cat or a bird, like an owl or an eagle or a pterodactyl.
Right.
I don't know what did it, but it happened.
All kinds of stuff living in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Right.
When it first happened, we were getting all that rain. And so I had to pull down the shade because I couldn't go out there.
Right.
I'm like, pull down the shade and keep that down. Do not let her look out her own window because there's a massacre.
You don't want her seeing that.
Happened out there. this is gross.
What is it?
My husband and I tried barbecue rat in Thailand on our honeymoon. It was absolutely delicious, just like barbecue chicken.
Oh. Wow. I didn't know that they were eating rat. And remember on Survivor they used to eat rats?
Yeah.
They used to make food a much bigger part of the show.
Yeah.
And like now, you got none. It seems like, well, no, you got none, but also there were a lot of more of those food challenges, and they
don't always do those now.
No. And it seems, though, like the gameplay has been raised considerably,
mm-hmm.
in that there's a lot more jockeying, a lot more
little advantages
blindsides,
that can be found.
A lot more. It's weird the way the voting goes. It used mm-hmm. to seem to be pretty simple,
mm-hmm.
and now there's a lot more detail. People think that stuff through in a way where you go,
yeah, they're doing a great job producing it too. Like I think Survivor's still one of the great shows. I know there's people that are over it. If you dropped off like during seasons 6 through 10, come back. They're killing it. They really have some great twists, and there's all kinds of weird advantages and disadvantages that are thrown in there that really affect the way the game gets played. And it's and I agree with you. I think that people are much more savvy coming into it. Like, at this point in someone's life, it can have been a lifetime dream to be on Survivor, and they could be a real student of it and have mm-hmm. a whole big strategy coming in. So often people do.
Yeah, they play pretty hard now,
mm-hmm.
in a different way, but it's super interesting.
Right.
Okay, bye.
Tonight, Big Brother. And there's some good gameplay going on there.
I wanted to mention that Brian King Joseph is on America's Got Talent tonight, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. So he's a friend of the show because he's a friend of Vaughn's.
Yeah.
He came in third place last summer, and I guess he's coming back to just give them an update on what he's been up to and do
all
a little
right.
performance.
Yeah, it's great.
Very nice. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You said, what a fine job you did producing today's show.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys did very well.
I know it was a tough day for all of us. No Bryn. He's mm-hmm. been out sick 2 days now. He says he's feeling a little better today.
Mm. Oh, you've already talked to him?
Yeah. Well, I had texted him earlier because I was asking him to help Alex out with mm-hmm. the, you know, or sorry, Alok. Out.
That's going to take me a while.
Yeah. I'm going to try. I'll try and do it. You know, Alok is kind of cool. It's unique anyway.
I don't know if it's cool. Well. Full-blown white kid called Alok.
Okay, kid, whatever you say.
Yeah.
But, you know, because he was having to do all the audio this morning, so
right.
Alok stepped in, and I was asking Bryn to send him
What's
some...
What's the MCG? OG?
OG Marcus.
Milk.
OG Milk.
Yeah, something like that.
Something. Kickback or something.
So is he going to make it in tomorrow?
He's not saying that, but he did say he feels better, so I'm hoping that maybe
You know what? I'll text him in about an hour.
Yeah.
I need to know.
He was like, oh, sorry, I didn't see your text. I've been sleeping 16 hours a day. I'm like, well, that's what you do when you're
all
sick.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Well, good
body
for him.
Needs it.
Yep. Hopefully he gets better soon.
Yeah.
And then, of course, no Hooman and no interns either. So,
no interns
you know.
Either. Well,
just the three of us, like the
olden days.
We'll be
here tomorrow to do the movie review.
Oh, yeah.
With Corey Rosen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what was the movie they were
going to... Oh, Blinded by the Light.
Yeah, that's right.
And another one, which I really want to see. Oh, the kid movie that we were talking about. Sort of the coming-of-age movie. Seth Rogen.
Right.
Looks
they were
so
going to see that.
The Boys or something like that.
I haven't heard
looks
of either
good.
Of those. So, great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun. The Blinded by the Light one, I think it's a movie about like fans of the boss. Like it's
this one particular kid, like everything that Bruce sings... He feels it's coming out of him,
right.
and he travels to America.
It's like a Bruce Springsteen adjacent
mm-hmm.
story.
Looks cute.
Yeah, so listen, you guys, don't forget Big Brother's on tonight. Oh my God!
Yay!
Have a good hump day, and we'll see you back here on It's Thursday.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.